Good day to everyone tuning in from across Australia. This is your trusted source for industry news updates, Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online. Today, on Saturday, July 5th, 2025, we're bringing you the top stories that have shaped our world over the week. Firstly, let's talk about a Sydney hospitality business that unfortunately bore significant financial losses. This blow came following the cancellation of a festival due to the discovery of asbestos-contaminated mulch in a local park. The company's insurer, Suncorp, refused their claim due to a contamination exclusion policy. What an ordeal. It outlines the delicate issues businesses face when lodging insurance claims for events that disrupt their operations. Businesses shall remain watchful of their insurance coverage, especially related to potential unexpected interruptions. Moving on, we have a breakthrough decision from the NSW Personal Injury Commission. Interesting fact, QBE, a third-party insurer, is required to cover dog walking service costs for Jeffrey Forrest, a car crash victim who had been suffering from injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder. Forrest's experience with QBE highlights a pivotal potential for broadened interpretations of care services in claims. Our next story concerns a mounting challenge for Australian insurers as they grapple with the steep costs of extreme weather events. Severe conditions, including ferocious cyclones and devastating floods, have led to a staggering $1.83 billion loss in just the first half of this year. The sheer number of claims hits a towering 148,437, as reported by the Insurance Council of Australia. Remember, folks, remain prepared and vigilant as we navigate these extreme conditions. Our insurance sector stands ready to support us as the weather stabilizes. Lastly, we have Clearview, an ASX-listed life insurer, announcing strategic changes along with a new appointment. Meet Peter Tulaka, the newly appointed head of underwriting with a 20-year-long experience navigating the Australian market. This move coincides with significant updates to Clearview's standards, focusing on clarity and reducing medical prerequisites for coverage. No doubt this will stimulate growth and align offerings with national initiatives. So that's the roundup for this week, folks. You heard it first right here on Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estrotori, and remember to always stay insured and informed. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, take care, Australia. Goodbye.